across the UK, across continental North America, and around the world on the internet by webcast and podcast. This is The Unexplained and a special edition, a shortened edition, which will be expanded as soon as I get more information on what we are about to discuss. This is all to do with something that Richard C. Hoagland, space expert in America, my friend, has been talking to me about for the last few weeks. The reports in the British newspapers and around the world of a spiral of light that appeared in the sky over Norway. Now, people who observe the skies in the Northern Hemisphere say they have never seen anything like it. Some people said, well, maybe it's a kind of aurora borealis that they have up there, the pattern of lights that go across the northern sky. But other experts said, no, couldn't be. The Russian military, well, they were pinpointed for maybe firing off a missile that triggered this. But the phenomenon in the sky, certainly according to the videos and photographs that I've seen, looked almost like a thing we had in the UK, a chocolate treat called the Walnut Whip. I don't know if they have that in your part of the world, but it was a chocolate spiral. Well, this thing was a spiral of light in the sky. And on one thing, it seems the experts are agreed, they're not entirely sure what it is. Even now, it's more than a month since this thing happened, and astronomers are baffled. Experts are baffled. Nobody's entirely sure what it is. Now, Richard C. Hoagland is doing some work on this. He's going to bring you his conclusions here on The Unexplained first, very soon, so we will build what we're doing now into a full show. But for right now, I wanted to run it past former Ministry of Defence UFO researcher Nick Pope. He's now an independent and has been, to say the very least, intrigued by this thing, this spiral of light over the skies of Norway. Just before we get to Nick, though, thank you very much for the feedback on both edition 30, which appeared in the last few days. That's a special with Fiona Zimmerman in South Africa, the healer, and the show before that, edition 29, which was Joan Nizgoda talking about the John Lennon prophecy. Thank you for all the feedback, and thank you so much for the many donations that I've had in. For all the reasons that I explained on edition 30, the donations are vital to the future of this show, and I thank you for your generosity and for your warm thoughts. I want to do big things with this show. I know we can, and we can only do it together. So again, thank you for your support. Right. Lights over Norway, strange spiral in the sky. Was it a stargate? Was it aurora borealis? Was it the Russians? What was it? Let's try and get a handle on it now on this special short edition of The Unexplained. This is Nick Pope, online to The Unexplained. Nick, thank you for coming on again.
Sure, good to be on.
Now, this is an ongoing mystery, Nick. I thought it was one of those things that, you know, would appear in the Sun and the tabloid press and then probably go away. But this seems to be refusing to go away. Why do you think?
Well, I think it's two reasons. Firstly, when the Sun ran this story, the YouTube clip of this, or rather the clips, because several people posted the same thing, already had tens of thousands of people who'd looked at it. Once the Sun had run it, it absolutely went stratospheric, and now, I mean, the phenomenal number of people have looked at this, and of course it's exactly the sort of thing, and again, when the Sun ran it, other media outlets picked up on it. It was just one of those great stories which it had that nice combination of a mystery and a good visual, and of course that's the sort of thing that really explodes onto the internet, on all the blogs and forums and email lists. So that buzz that the whole thing built up is one reason. The other reason it won't go away is because the official explanation for all this, the malfunctioning missile, just doesn't quite ring true.
Okay, well, let's wind it all back, because as far as I was aware, first of all, the Russian military, they were pinpointed and they denied it, and then something else happened. Explain.
Well, initially they denied it, but then they did confirm subsequently that they had had a missile mass malfunction, and of course people said, oh, well, that's the mystery solved. But I didn't quite buy that for a couple of reasons. Firstly, it seemed odd that there was this initial denial and then the flipping of the position on this. But, I mean, the other thing is that you've really got to look at this thing to see that the motion just looks a little bit too symmetrical to be this. I mean, I've seen out-of-control missiles, and there's a degree of, yes, they can turn around in circles, but there's a degree of randomness about it, which probably has to do with chaos theory and physics and such things. The other point, of course, is that most missiles, particularly in new technologies and things, are, of course, fitted with an auto-destruct mechanism, so that if something does go wrong, the controllers would quickly just destroy it.
They would have to, wouldn't they? Because you would never know where this thing would end up.
You'd never know where it would end up. Worst case scenario is you would end up killing people. And also, of course, there's the twin issue of your cutting-edge technology perhaps falling into the wrong hands. So, yeah, for all sorts of reasons, when a missile malfunctions, it's just blown up by the auto-destruct mechanism.
This seems, I don't know, if you were a conspiracy theorist, and I tend towards that side, you know, when I look at these things, it almost has the horny hand of a conspiracy on it. Because as you say, first of all, to say it was nothing to do with us and then say, well, maybe it was, that's odd. And when you bear in mind that the Russians and the Americans are working together on space projects now, that makes it even more suspicious, doesn't it?
It does indeed. I mean, I don't profess to have a solution to this, but it does seem to be a mystery. I'm not convinced by the official explanations, and as you quite rightly point out, this story absolutely is not going away, and quite right too. I mean, there are some pretty interesting theories doing the rounds. I don't profess to sign up to any of them particularly. I mean, I just regard this as currently unexplained, but some people have tried to link this in with the Large Hadron Collider and suggest that it's some sort of time vortex effect. Others have suggested it's something to do with HARP and that this is weather modification technology, perhaps some technology has gone out of control, or something has gone wrong. All sorts of theories out there.
There are, and I believe that Richard C. Hoagland will probably very soon add to those theories. We'll be hearing from him eventually on this show. He promises that he'll tell us first. This, if you wanted to make a link with Richard's torsion field physics discoveries and research, perhaps you could. And one of the things that he was claiming, as you will remember from what he was saying in Liverpool at the Beyond Knowledge conference, was that whoever has control of this technology picks certain pivotal times to put messages out there. So maybe if you extrapolate from that, this is one of those messages.
It could be, and I'll certainly be extremely interested to see what Richard comes up with. I'm very much looking forward to him making his announcement. And, of course, one of his big theories, of course, is one of the things that he commentates on is what he calls the secret space program, as opposed to the publicly declared things that we all know about. So, again, maybe he's going to link in his explanation with something there.
So many maybes about this at the moment, and I'm sure we will hear more about it, although whether we'll ever get the definitive explanation, I'm not sure, because we've seen such things before. There are, of course, as we both know, living not very far from Heathrow Airport in London, both of us, there are idiots who shine laser pens into the sky. These can cause quite an impact. Could, do you think, this be something like that, but far more sophisticated?
It could be. I certainly can't rule out that. There are all sorts of exotic technologies being developed, and as ever, with a lot of this, the material that's been publicly declared, particularly if you can weaponize a technology, is, of course, the tip of the iceberg, and for very good reasons. Those working on cutting-edge weapons technology will do everything they can to keep that secret. So it could be that this is some test, not of a missile, but perhaps some directed energy weapon, or some laser, some technology that we probably won't read about in Scientific American for another 10 years.
Maybe. One thing that people seem to be not universally, but pretty universally agreed about is that this is not, as I first thought it may be, something to do with the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, or something to do with the very clear quality of light that we both know you get way up at those latitudes.
Yes, it's. I was asked very early on whether I thought this might be some meteorite, fireball, Aurora Borealis, something like that. I mean, it's clearly not. I've seen these sorts of things, and it's a very, very different effect. No, the moment I saw this, I realized that whatever the solution was, it was something quite interesting and extraordinary.
Now, we spoke a couple of months ago about the discontinuation, if that is the word, of the Ministry of Defense's investigations, at least far as the public are concerned, into UFOs, or certainly response to UFO reports. Do you believe, from what you know of the MOD, that they will be actively trying to find out behind the scenes what this thing was?
I'm sure that they will be. I know we've discussed this before, but it's worth repeating. The termination of the MOD's UFO project on 1st of December 2009 was really nothing more than the cutting out of the public from all of this. I think the message was John Smith out walking his dog, seeing what was almost certainly a Chinese lantern. The department's not interested. But where a pilot sees something, where something's tracked on radar, or where you get something like the Norway spiral, where there's a possibility that this might be some exotic technology, perhaps weapons technology, that the department would want to find out about. Yes, someone somewhere at official level will be looking into this, I'm sure. And by the way, it's interesting that just really a matter of 2 or 3 weeks after the formal termination of MOD's UFO project, MOD announced the statistics, the sighting report figures for 2009, and it revealed that they were at near record levels. So the irony of cutting the UFO project when the public sightings were almost at an all-time high is interesting.
One thing that you cannot deny now is the power of the public. And if you looked at the Sun's online version of that piece that they ran about this Norway spiral, many people had to put their 2 cents worth in about this. And some of these people said, actually, this has happened before. Is, as far as you know, that so?
Yes, I've heard reports. I mean, it's very difficult to say because, of course, when you get a story like this, you do get a lot of people trying to jump on the bandwagon, and you sometimes get people retrospectively putting material up, putting claims up. And, of course, on YouTube and other sites, there is an awful lot of material which is just very clever CGI hoaxes. So, there are some reports of some interesting things like this. And, again, that raises questions in itself, because not all of those incidents that I've heard about have taken place by any means in locations where missile technology would be deployed. So, again, almost that, if these reports turn out to be true, these other cases, it makes the missile theory even less likely.
Any links with crop circles? That was another thought I had.
Well, there's a lot of talk about that on the blogs and elsewhere on the net, and certainly the parallel of it being a very powerful visual image and circular, of course, is undeniable. Whether there is anything to that other than the coincidence and the similarity, I don't know.
Nick Pope, man who used to work for the MOD collating UFO reports, which of course they don't do anymore, well, at least in public. He is now an independent investigator, and as you heard, he is as intrigued as I am, and I guess you are too, by this spiral of light in the sky over Norway that still appears to be literally unexplained. I will keep across this story. I will be talking very soon to Richard C. Hoagland about it as soon as he comes out with his conclusions, and we will package this into a longer edition of The Unexplained, which I have a feeling will be a bit of a classic. What could this have been? I'd be very keen to get your thoughts. Go to the website, www.theunexplained.tv. Drop me an email. Let me know. Please keep your emails and your donations coming in to keep this work going. Thank you to my friend Adam Cornwell and the team at Creative Hotspot in Liverpool for getting this show out to you. The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes, will return in full very soon.